Taliban leaders have announced members of an interim cabinet made up mostly of seasoned Taliban leadership going back decades. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid made the announcement at a news conference in Kabul.
The government we announced is an acting government. It is not the future and permanent government. Some of the ministers have not been declared yet, which we will do soon.
Among the new leaders, Mullah Hassan Akhund will serve as acting prime minister. He was deputy foreign minister when the Taliban was last in power from 1996 until 2001. The acting defense minister, Mullah Muhammad Yaqub, is the son of Taliban founder Mullah Muhammad Omar. The interior minister, who will be in charge of the police, is Sirajuddin Haqqani, who was on the FBI's most wanted list for alleged terror activities of the Haqqani network. Spokesperson Mujahid says he hopes other countries will recognize the new government.
We do not interfere in any other country's affairs, and we do not allow and accept anyone to interfere in our affairs now or in the future. And we hope that all countries of the world to recognize the legitimacy of our country and the legitimacy of our Islamic regime.
U.S. leaders have said recognition of a new Afghan government will depend on the actions of the Taliban, on issues like preventing terrorist attacks on other countries, observing human rights, and letting out people who want to leave Afghanistan. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to embassy staff in Doha, Qatar.
Simply put, because of the work that you've done and our colleagues have done together so well, you've saved lives, you've changed futures.
He praised their efforts in getting people out of Kabul during the evacuation and also keeping track of them.
Indeed, you reunited, I believe, up about 150 families who had been separated in this evacuation. There was a grandmother in a wheelchair who arrived in a C-17 from Kabul after being separated from her sons. She couldn't remember her last name. You found her kids. You helped get some of the Afghans at greatest risk out of the country. Journalists, activists, civic leaders, women and girls who risked retaliation and attacks.
Concerns about the fate of women, journalists, and others has grown with reports of harsh responses to demonstrations in the last couple days. They include several reports of journalists being detained for several hours and sometimes beaten. Taliban spokesperson Mujahid says the country is coming out of an emergency situation, and he says the atmosphere is not suitable for demonstrations.
So some of our people do not have enough experience to be able to deal properly with the demonstrators. And as I have said, and I say again, this period of time, we cannot allow demonstrations.
He also parried questions about diversity in the new government. Notably, there are no women among the newly announced leaders. Mujahid says there will be more announcements about human rights issues later.
We will be dealing with the problems of flights as of tomorrow.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.